Blog Talk Radio.
She's raising the bar. Blog Talk Radio. We are back Wednesday, 1 o'clock. You'll find us right here, waiting to serve you, waiting to dish out and disseminate wonderful information for you. And we've been doing that for the past, how much? 5 years?
It's going to be 6 years now.
Going to be six. Holy moly, absolutely.
Imagine that.
6 years. Serving you with a smile, huh? How about that? That's something different.
Well, they can't really see the
welcome.
Smile, but we're
smiling. I will attest that Alita's smiling, and she will attest to the fact that I am smiling. And welcome, people. Welcome to She's Raising the Bar Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining us live from Gotham every Wednesday at 1 o'clock, and thank you for joining us. Yeah, Eastern Standard Time from wherever you are joining us. We are so happy to have our loyalists, and we're happy to have our new listeners. So thank you for joining us. Cast of characters really quick are, get ready. Sitting to my left and always close to my heart is the lovely Elite Ziegelman.
Yeah.
Do the best you can. Do the best you can. I say do the burp sound effect. I think that's good.
No.
Drum roll, baby doll. Come on. There we go. Elite Ziegelman. Yeah.
Yes.
I love that. And Lori Towers is me. I used to say Lori Towers is me, Elite Ziegelman is she. Remember I used to do that?
Yeah.
I figured to switch it up a little bit. But get me something nice, sweetheart. Get me something pretty. Wait.
It's like, what happened?
How about Lori Towers is me? Do the ooh.
There we go.
Wait a second. No, baby doll. Yeah, that's what I want.
Ooh.
And we are here, and we're hoping you're having, hope everybody had a wonderful Passover and Easter holiday. And on the East Coast, we are hoping that the warm weather that was promised us is going to be coming in and staying in very soon. So far,
Who's promised us warm weather? Not so much.
Well, I think, you know what?
Let me wake you up. Wake up.
Seasonally, we're supposed to be having. But you know something?
But you know what? It really doesn't happen
now,
till June.
Now, wait a second.
It really doesn't.
I remember when I was a kid, and the seasons were seasons. We had the springs and we had the falls. And I remember spring would be, I would start off the day with a sweater, like in May when I was going to school. In May, I would start off with a sweater because it was still chilly, and by the end of the time of the day that when I came out of school,
you forgot it in school.
No, I took it off, and that was, I think, the norm.
Yeah.
I think that was the norm for us. But we don't have that anymore.
No.
So you know what? I just say, just find the best in the day, and find the best in whatever season.
Or stay in.
Or that. Yeah. But. Supposed to be high temperature today. Is supposed to be like 60 degrees. I don't think we're going to see that.
Not if the sun doesn't come out. 40 degrees.
So I don't think so. So let me, before we bring on our guest, and I'm going to give the talk up to that, I want to turn to Elite Ziegelman and ask her.
Yes.
How are you, Elite?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I always feel I should, just in case there's something.
No, well.
That you want to get off the, anything that you want to let loose with.
Nah.
Your Passover was good, love?
Yeah, it was very good.
A nice time.
Very nice time,
good.
Yes.
I like
you,
it. It was nice.
Easter.
It was really nice. You know, I like it when the holidays are like a couple of days apart as opposed to like a couple of weeks.
Usually it's a couple of weeks.
And it's
sometimes
like
a month.
Yeah. And it's kind of like everybody celebrating together. You know, it's funny because people were saying, oh, you know what? You're probably not going to get any more snow after Easter. And I remember in New York, 1977 or 76, we had, I think it was like 20 inches.
Wow.
We had that blizzard. You probably remember that. And it was a few days before, it was, I think it was Holy Thursday, we had that amount of snow, and it ruined everything.
Well, look what happened the day after Easter.
Yeah, but you know what?
They said 5 inches.
It melted.
Yeah, but they said 5 inches,
which
I don't think it was 5 inches anyway.
But this was a blizzard, and it was when Easter was further into the month.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so anything could happen. You know what? I don't put my salt away until May.
Mine's out all summer.
Yeah, you know what? It doesn't,
always there.
You never know what could happen. So in saying that, we're going to be talking to somebody from a much warmer climate.
Lucky.
Let me tell you something. This lady is a fan favorite. Who doesn't love, I want to ask you, Elise, who doesn't love Tammy Lee Webb? Who doesn't love her?
Oh, my God. I don't think anybody
I don't
love
think
her.
There's anybody, and our ratings always go up. But that's not why we have her on. We have her on because, number one, she's a lovely, lovely lady.
She's so informative.
And she is a fitness pioneer. And, you know, you and I were discussing longevity in your field of choice. And let me tell you something. You and I are both in our collective fields at least 25 years. I know I'm in mine like 30 years. It's really hard. It's hard to stay excited. It's hard to have that spark carry you for that amount of years. I mean, this is why people retire. When you think about people who are, you know, unlike us, people who are 9-to-5ers, it's very hard to keep that zest for what you do much longer than that. But this is a lady who has been I think made fitness.
Well, I think she loves what she does.
And
you could tell in anything she does. She really loves what she does.
That is the difference. That really is the difference between going, doing things by rote and doing things for pure love and heart.
If you love what you do, you never work a day in your life.
And I think she is certainly, a testament to that.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to be coming on talking about her Design Your Fit. It's a new program that she came up with. And, I said in our little production, it is so hard to come up with something. And in fitness, and you and I are in fitness, it's almost like you're designing the wheel. It just, how do you make it different? How do you angle it differently? How do you make somebody excited about it again when, in a sense, a lot has been said. I'm not saying everything has been said, but people kind of like, yeah, I heard it.
You know, you're saying it this way. I'm going to say, how do you recycle something that's been around for this?
Well, this is,
forever.
This is what I'm saying.
You know, because it's all the same, science, fitness,
and
exercise.
And that
makes you makes you fit.
How do you make it sexy? How do you make it attractive? How do you inspire somebody who's walked away from it for, it didn't work for me, or whatever the case, whatever the excuse them use, how do you spark it and make these people, the naysayers, how do you make them come back into your camp and say, you know what, this is what's going to work for me? And that's what we're going to ask her. Bring her on. Bring the lovely Tammy Lee Webb on. Bring her on.
Are you there?
Oh, you girls are way too kind. I'm just sitting here going, are they talking about the right person?
Oh, it's not you?
Do they know who their guest is today? Hi, ladies. How are you?
You know, Tammy Lee, I'm just going to ask you something off the record. I don't know if you watched the little sizzle reels that I create. Do you Okay. Do you notice the music that I always put in for you?
Yes.
It's always bluegrass, it's always country. I'm just saying.
Yes, I'm a country girl. You know that about me. Raised
That's
on
exactly
a little farm
right.
in Northern California.
Because the lovely Lita says, nobody ever hears that. No one's listening to music. And I said, you know something? This is not easy to time it with the video, and I always make sure I try to get bluegrass or something that's going to end the right way. It's going to be so, and I try. I do that for you, darling. How are you?
Well, thank you. You're very kind. I'm great. I'm really great. It's not so warm out here today in California. It's a little overcast, but being cold for us is in the 60s.
No, stop it. Oh, stop.
We're hoping to get the high into 60 today. We haven't had that since last year.
Well, come on out. We have plenty of room out here in Cali for you.
So we're so excited to hear about, you know, and hats off to you. I'm going to say on behalf of myself and Lee, it is so hard to constantly come up with something that's going to be inspiring for people. And you know, even though you're pretty much a fitness legend, it's still, you know, to be able to summon up that excitement in yourself to get others excited, it's not easy. It's really not easy.
How do you just like fitness so much? I mean, you still
this
into
is,
the fitness
this
field?
Is
I mean, because I've been into the fitness for forever. I mean, I remember you doing the tape with you and all that. But I'm just so over fitness. I only do it because I need to. It's just second skin to me.
Yeah.
But you
So what is it, Leah, that you're over? Because, I mean, I kind of look at it and I go, okay, I'm in the second half of my life. What is it that I want to do? I've done so much, but there's always more to do. I love fitness, but doing it the way that I was doing it, you know, time changes.
Yeah.
So for me, it was, how can I take what I'm already doing and do it differently?
Yeah.
And I have so much content. But back to the question I ask you, what is it? Because you know that you need to stay in shape, so you exercise for that.
Right.
But what is it about fitness that you're over?
Go ahead, Lee.
It's just the same exercises, the same, you know, repetitive thing, get up and go. And, you know, it's just not, you know, when I'm there, I love it because I have to get up early and go work out. It's just the whole routine of getting myself into the gym that I can't stand, I guess, you know. But once I'm there, I'm fine. You know, some days I'm more tired than the others, but my body just pushes through it. But I love the fitness part of it. It's just, I guess it's not the fitness part, it's just the organization of getting there.
Yes.
You know?
So what it is it's the mundane. It's the same thing over and over.
Right.
So you've got to mix that up. And that's what I'm hoping with this, I'm so excited to share with your audience, is design your fit plans, is that when you don't feel like going to the gym that day, and it is cold out there and you got to get out there, but you know what? Then you can do this in your privacy of your own house. You can do it at the office. You can do it at a hotel because you don't need the gym. But today, a lot of people take their, you know, smartphones or iPads with them to the gym. And I see people that actually go online and get their little fitness clips and do it at the gym.
I've seen that. I've seen people do exercises from their phone, you know, learning an exercise.
Yeah, so, you know, the whole thing about Design Your Fit came across that I was, it was like, okay, do I really want to make more videos and put them out like I did in the past? And it's like, no, I've got so much content. How can I take this content that people are still buying? People, every day I get orders for my Buns of Steel stuff, mostly Buns of Steel, Abs of Steel, or I want those products did really well.
Yeah.
And so but nowadays, wouldn't it be nice that you can kind of design your own video? So a lot of people go, well, I like this part in that video, but I like your abs over in this video. Well, now you can put those two together and work it out any way you want. So you want to hear how Design Your Fit Plans goes?
Yeah.
Did you see it on the website yet?
I did.
Yeah.
I looked.
Yeah, so right now we're just getting people who are interested, collecting the emails, and then we're going to be sending out we'll be sending out information, because for the first 100 people, I'm giving a special VIP price to, because it's a subscription base. But Design Your Fit Plans goes like this. You basically, once you get logged in, you pick the length of your workout.
Yeah.
And the segments right now that I'm offering are 10, 15 minutes, and 20 minutes.
Yep.
So you go in one of those. Let's say you've got 10 minutes and you want to do abs. So you go to abs and then you pick the video clip and you do it. If you want to do it, repeat it and do it again, you just hit play again. If you want to go back because you have more time, you can go in and create another body part that you're wanting to work and length, click, and there you go. And you can do this on your smartphone. You can do this, you know, nowadays we have smart TVs, so you can send everything to the television. Yeah.
But you know what I think works well with this? I didn't mean to cut you off. Is the fact
that no, that's okay.
A lot of people, when they're working out, and I'm sure Tammy Lee will say, feel powerless in the equation. They always feel like the personal trainer is dictating something. And these people, I don't know if you looked at the link, Lee, you have a choice. You design your own program, the length of time. And that's, I think, what will attract a lot of people because they feel like they have a say. They don't feel like they're being backed into a corner.
They have a choice. Yes, you're so right, Lori. It's all about choices. And so now you have the convenience of taking almost – now, I haven't even edited all of them, but I have over 65 videos. So editing them down, most of the segments done in each of these videos are 10, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Some are 30 minutes. On the average – most people will work out for 20 minutes, usually no more than 30 minutes when it comes to working out with streaming products.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I'm doing is, yes, it's a lot of my old stuff. It's a lot of all my stuff. But every month I'm going to be adding new workouts. And I just filmed yesterday three more, and I'm gearing it toward the people that are of our age. You know, they say, I don't care anymore about ripped abs. I just want to feel fit. I want to feel good in my body.
Yeah, and I want to be able to move my body.
Yes.
So the three that I shot yesterday, two of them are based on core balance. Because as we get older, we know that if we don't keep ourselves strong, if we have an accident and fall and break something, boy, we're in trouble. So it's all about balance, which was helping me because of my ankle surgery that I had almost 2 years ago, and I have all of this metal in there and trying to balance on it. It's challenging me, and I realized that, man, this is not a wimp workout. And then the other one I did, which was I get people who will say, you know, they have a lot of inflammation in their body or they have arthritis in their hands. Or, you know, soreness and stiffness. So I did one on hands and feet and working and moving them and trying to work the kinks out of it and just feeling good because a lot of people don't think about working their hands or feet. It's like, wait a minute, I've got the rest of my body to work.
I think that's
very bright because a lot of people, especially as the ladies get older, we get so much arthritis.
It's true.
Because I deal with a lot of women that have arthritis and they would love just to have something to have for their hands and feet just to get their, you know, the blood flowing and their juices in there, just to get some movement in there without any pain, stiffness.
That's great.
Well, so when I ask for feedback because what I don't want, and you guys know me well enough, I'm not about I just want tons of numbers. I want people that really want to engage with me.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to be on this platform that we're all working out together, we're all about the same age, we all have similar aches and pains.
Yeah.
And so even though the base of this is going to be the workouts, I am going to be adding more and more things later. Like I'm going to have some of my fitness friends who do yoga and bar work, things that I haven't shot yet. I'm going to get parts of their segments so that, one, it promotes them, but it also gives my clients, you know, some workouts that I'm not providing for them. Nutrition, holistic health, all kinds of things. So I'm really, really looking forward to it. So all the VIP price, there's going to be three different subscriptions you can go for. You can just try it one month. You don't, even signing up doesn't mean that you have to, you know, stay there for the entire year. If you don't like it, you can stop it at any time. And then there'll be a 3 month deal and then an annual deal. And I want to hear from people. I want
well, that's what I was gonna
ask
you
what
next.
It is
you have
that
like
you
a community that you will have, like everybody could chat with each other and they can chat with you, like, you know, getting feedback from each other.
Yes.
You will have that kind of community. Like when you join a group on Facebook, they have like all those Facebook groups. So it'd be great to
and
have
that's
a group
what we'll
together.
Do here. So those that will have private Facebook gatherings through this,
That's great.
See, you know, Tammy Lee is a lot more modest than I would be in marketing this because what I would have done is one-on-one with Tammy Lee. I mean, because you're getting all of her intellectual property.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting all of her property that might be patented, might not. And I would, that's how I would. She's just like, it just, you know, it's just open, and you just come in, and you just. I would be, look who you one-on-one with.
Right.
Look, $3,000 an hour. That would be me. That's what you know what I'm saying. You
well,
know what
thank
I'm saying.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we are somewhat limited when we're on video because it's a one-way street.
Right,
I get to talk and talk to you, but I don't always get to hear from you, and that's what I was saying. I want engagers. I want people that are going to be a part of my team. I call them my workout buddies.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are wanting something, you're going to email me and tell me, hey, it'd be really nice if you did a workout on this, because the workouts that I'm going to be adding are not the high production cost of video.
Mm-hmm.
Although a lot of the clips are my old stuff, which that's what it is. But today the quality of technology is so good that I'm turning on, you know, of course I have hopefully good lighting and good sound and everything, but you'll be able to see the workout. It is me talking to you. As best that I can, but when you write back to me or we have these Facebook, you know, gatherings, I'm listening. I want to give you what you want. I didn't put this together for me. I put it together to help others.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know, the beauty part of it is, you know, you probably still have the same audience, which is a wonderful, it's a testimony to you. But the thing is, the fact is, we are getting older, and the things that brought us to working out years ago, which was mostly aesthetic, it's functional fitness now. It's being able to recover from an injury.
Right.
You fall down the stairs, and we know, when we were kids, we fell down the stairs, we twisted our ankle, we're back with
functional
fitness. Right. Now it's very different. Our bodies heal, you know, and most of us are either menopause, I mean, just the women I'm speaking for, obviously, postmenopause, and the interactions of the chemicals in our body and estrogen level are, you know, our recovery is very different. And this is why we need, like you said, hands.
Mm-hmm.
Who thought of that?
Yeah.
I mean, we need a more holistic approach to working out than we did when we were
Chinese. Well,
especially
our age.
Nobody wants to do the high impact, and they want things that are still going to work their body, but not so jarring. So I used to, before I broke my ankle, I was teaching. I'm not going to name the club because it's a well-known club all over the United States, and it's a great club. But they had asked me to come and teach for them, and so I thought, well, okay, you know, I don't have a lot of time, but I can give you one class a week. And when they opened the gym and they started, of course, you get a lot of people that are new and coming in, and it takes a while to establish.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that a lot of young people were coming in my class, and if I wasn't doing like 100 burpees within the first 15 minutes, they were out of there.
Yeah.
Really?
They were bored.
Even with
right,
you.
Because
they were bored because they want high impact.
Because they want it quick, fast, hard, and what they don't understand is I haven't been in this business this long by doing that. I mean, our bodies are going to change the decades, and if they're doing that already, they're going to have way more injuries in the future than those of us because I don't know about you girls, but if you ever watch a lot of the fitness stuff that's being put out there, nobody talks safety.
Nobody talks
it's for or how to do it correctly.
Right.
And that used to be the staple of all my videos. I had a whole segment before we even started working out on safety points, injury, anything. Like if you have a back issue, this exercise is not for you, or I'll be modifying it for you. And today, well, let's look at cross training. Cross training was not designed for the general population. The CrossFit was designed for athletes.
That's right.
For people who were already in shape.
That's
and
right.
What's happening is one of the biggest injuries is in cross training because you're taking your average consumer and thinking, I'm going to do cross training and get in shape.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not saying that you can't, but most likely they're not gearing it toward your fitness level at that time.
And, you know, Lee and I were watching the CrossFit Olympics once, and I'm going to say this, not this is just my opinion, I'm not saying bad, good, or whatever, and I'm just looking at that from my angle and saying, they're in 10 years, they're going to be lawsuits, they're just, I mean, there are multiple injuries that are just waiting to happen. And, you know, just because people are doing it now and they're doing it well doesn't mean their body is not going to suffer the consequences. Yeah. And it's really just a matter of time. Mm-hmm. It really is.
Yeah. And our bodies, like you said, we don't heal as quick as we did in our 20s or our 30s. It takes us
no
a little bit longer.
There's no reason for that kind of training. I just don't get it, unless you're really training for the Olympics
or something like that. My theory, and I don't know if maybe Tammy Lee agrees with me, a lot of that is certainly aesthetics, but it's ego driven. And you know what? Basically it's a contest, and you know and I think that kind of competition can work well, but it doesn't because you're competing against you know abnormal.
Well, but remember, they're supposed to be athletes, so if it's designed for them, they like competing.
Yeah.
So I had heard a TED talk, and it was, you know, to look fit or be fit. And I loved it because a lot of people think that if you're striving to look like what a lot of people post, you know, look at my ripped abs, look at my, which I think is great.
Yeah, yeah.
It's showing the hard work that you've done, but let's be real. If the girls are in their 20s, it's a little bit easier to do that than being in your 60s. But these are things that, that they don't understand yet, and changing how our bodies are going to change. It never remains the same. We've had so many bodies. We've had a baby body. We've had an infant body. We've had a preteen body. We've had a menopausal body, which is one of the things that I'm in right now because of the surgery that I had at, last September with the hysterectomy. So it has thrown me into menopause, and I will say this over and over again. Your hormones are the CEOs of your body.
Doesn't
matter because I exercise. I eat really good, I would say at least 80 to 90% of the time. And my body is not responding to anything that is of what I would normally do for it.
Wow.
And it's like you're in the eye of the storm. Mm-hmm. You got to know you're going to get through it. And every woman goes through it differently.
Yeah.
And eventually it will come off.
Of course.
But that was a challenge for me in going, gosh, do I really want to get back on video looking the way that I do? But my thing is fitness starts from within. It's all about your internal orgasm. Orgasm. I said that once at all.
Okay, that's another video.
I said that once at a talk. I go, that's an internal orgasm. Internal organs. It's probably more entertaining that way.
There you go.
The ratings just went up.
That'll be our next show.
But well, you know what? I know what you're saying. The truth is, people always say, well, you know, I did everything the right way, and I still, you know, my back still went out, and I still have this, and I still have a bad knee. My argument back is, it would have been worse. If you didn't work out, it would have been worse.
Yeah.
People always are so willing to forfeit the working out because, well, I still have a bad back. Well, I still had heart disease. It would have been worse.
Yeah. You don't know what it would have been.
Exactly.
Because you want to be fit. It's just that not everybody's going to have that fit look because of the body types, our age.
Yeah.
But there's a lot to be said. A lot of times people don't know what's going on. Like if we look at people and judge them, and someone once said to me, oh, it's so intimidating being around you sometimes because you're so fit. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I don't judge people that way. That may be my business, but I'm not looking at your body and saying whether you're fat or skinny. I'm looking and going, you know, whether you're, if you're coming to me for exercise, yes, we can always do something, but whatever's happening on the outside, so you're working out, but you've got a lot of emotional issues, which is tends to be the problem with overeating.
Yeah.
It's emotional eating.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a beautiful fit person under there. And wouldn't you say on an average, most women are always trying to drop that last 10 or 20 pounds?
Of course.
It's either a 10, 20, or 40 that I've come across.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But now, let me ask you, you really think, because I've seen recent pictures of you. I don't think you're that far off from where you were. I mean, maybe you're looking at yourself. Obviously, we're a more critical eye. But I don't think
we do.
Someone who doesn't look fit.
If I was going to go with the scale, which I don't rely everything on a scale. Now, I'm not saying I don't believe in a scale. I think it gives you a guide. So whatever that is, if you're guiding your weight by your clothes that you wear or the scale or, you know, whatever it is, everybody needs some gauging, some guideline. Mm-hmm. So for me, from prior to the surgery and after the surgery, I'm up like 15 pounds. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot, but for someone who's only 5'3", used to being, right, it's like, that 15 pounds feels like 35 pounds.
Yes, exactly.
And it's hard. So when I went back to teaching, I thought, oh, God, you guys don't want me teaching. I mean, I got to get in shape. And they're like looking at me going, no, we want you to teach.
Yeah.
And nobody else probably would say it, but for me, I feel it. I can see it.
Mm-hmm.
It hampers, like, if I'm doing ab work and I still have, from my surgery and my stomach, it's that menopausal belly right now.
Yeah.
And it's not that I don't have abs under there, but right now I've got to get through the eye of the storm, and I will. But there's a lot of women like me, and I want them to know I'm like you too.
Yeah.
There's nothing special about me. It's just that I love to exercise and help people through exercise and feeling good in their body.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question that's on because I went on your link and I went on the website. When do you think you were at your fittest?
I had a couple times, a few times. Like, I remember when I was bodybuilding, I was in really good shape. And I started that back in 78 when I was in college. And my thesis from Chico State University is on women's bodybuilding.
Ah,
and
that's pretty cool.
So I was in really good shape then. And then I would say, and it's not like I ever like fell way out of shape, but the highest I've ever gained weight is 15 to 20 pounds.
Right.
So then I would say the best next time is I just got done shooting ESPN Fitness Pros. I just got done shooting the Platinum Series, Abundance Steel, and I was getting married. And perfect timing, right? You're getting married.
Yeah, of course.
You're in great shape. And then my husband at the time, I'm since divorced from him, is we were trying to start a family, and I had some infertility problems. So then you start shooting your body up with all these hormones, and I put on like 20 pounds.
Wow.
And that was hard, because then when we finally stopped, I had to deal with all that weight at getting it off of me.
Yeah,
I could regulate my hormones a little bit better to get back down there. But now when you don't have anything, it's like,
even worse,
I have no help. Right.
Wow.
So my point of all that is be so eager to judge, either judging yourself or others for the way they look, because you never, ever really know what's going on with them.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. But
I wanted to bring up is that, you know, we have to actually, you know, teach the society or women how long it takes to get fit. It doesn't happen in a week, and it doesn't happen in 2 months, you know. And that's the thing. We have to educate them
in how long
it takes to get that way. And even if you don't look it, you know, it's different if you could walk down the block and huffing and puffing and then walk down the block and you could do another 3 blocks.
Mm-hmm.
We have to educate the society about how long it takes to get fit, because it does not happen overnight. And that is the biggest problem I think we have to conquer here.
Mm-hmm.
Because fitness is just such a multi-million dollar field, but we're so miseducated.
Mm-hmm.
We know because we've lived it. But when you're talking to somebody that's a novice, they don't know nothing.
But you know something? The dangling carrot is always going to be, again, people want to be fit, but I'm speaking honestly here. The dangling carrot is always looking like whoever.
Right,
that's
of course. That's
carrot.
The selling point.
Yeah, that's
right.
The selling point,
that's
but that's actually lying, okay? But
yeah.
That's how they make money,
well,
okay?
Well, no, the visual is the byproduct of the investment you're making.
Right.
It certainly, it comes, but the only way that you can get somebody to come over to your side and say, look, this is shiny, this is sexy, and this is,
right,
this is what you can
what
have.
I'm trying to say is that we have to start educating society that it doesn't happen in a quick fix. It never will. Unless you were born, you know, fit.
Genetically gifted, yes.
Yeah, but that's, you're still not fit, you know?
No, you don't have to be. Yeah.
So, but that is our problem, and it always will be our problem.
Yeah, I would hope to think that the majority of us women, probably in our generation, are more in touch with empowering ourselves as a whole than just seeing ourselves as this body.
Right.
Because if you're seeing yourself just as this body, which is what the younger generation, when they're, if they're just appealing to, this is, I want to look like that. I want those abs. I want that body. Is that, one, it never remains the same. It's going to change. You are going to change. But you have to like other things about yourself. And I like to always ask people, is it when you feel good? Is
you
it
look good.
When you feel good, do you look good? Or is it when you look good, do you feel good?
Well, you know, we could go both ways on that.
You also have to think that you're beyond your physicality.
Right. Well, like she said, our age,
right,
it's not important anymore. I mean, I go to the gym for just maintaining. I'm maintaining whatever I have.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go there to gain. I don't go there to lose. I just
do
that because I want to stay healthy.
Of course.
But when we teach the younger generation this, and then let them grow into, you know, especially if they started working out. I mean, I started working out seriously in my 20s.
Of course, yeah.
And I've been doing it ever since.
Right.
But I've learned within the years that you can't just get a ripped ab like that.
No.
You know, you have to diet.
Mm-hmm.
You have to exercise. You have to eat right. There's a lot of components to working out.
Yeah.
It's not just going and working out and you're going to look like, you know, the people in the magazine. It doesn't work that way.
See, this is why I think that what Tammy Lee is doing is great, because it's digestible. It's non-threatening. And I think that, you know, it
but
actually,
like she said, the younger generation will not.
I don't know about
that. You know, whoever is maybe intimidated, yes. But I'm just saying, like she said, the younger generation walked out of the class because she wasn't doing burpees,
you know,
and she wasn't doing anything high impact.
I think that this new thing that she's coming, I think it actually will be inclusive to everybody, because don't forget, the gym is not a place for everybody.
No.
You know, and this is it makes it a little bit more one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
It's the privacy of your own home, and who doesn't love that?
Right.
And again, you get to train with somebody who's a pioneer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like it's just
listen,
anybody.
What she's doing,
you know what I'm saying.
No, I love what she's
saying.
Doing. It's wonderful, but I'm just saying I think we need more education, a lot more education about fitness, more than going to a gym or, you know, working out or anything like that. Just education in general.
Yeah, of course.
Because that's one thing that's never out there.
That's always been the case, though.
Yeah.
That's been the case.
Well, and that's the other thing that I see when I'm watching other people teach a class or a workout, is that nobody's explaining what's
nobody.
Going on.
Nobody. No, you're just saying they're going through the motions.
Jamming to the music, and a hoot and a holler. And it's like I've had so many people who will write me and say, because of you, I learned what my gluteus was, what my rectus abdominis was, and then I got inspired and decided, you know, I'm going to teach. And that to me is that makes me feel good that I'm not just a robot up there moving my limbs and you're following me.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, my editors used to say, oh my gosh, do you ever shut up? Because I'm constantly talking. And so if they have to edit something, they have to find a place to edit. And of course, now I'm doing all my own editing, so I get it. I'm a little bit kinder when
it
comes to filming.
I'm just curious, when you were giving classes, How big was the class when you were giving it? Because now I know there's SoulCycle, and you're dealing with like at least 45 people in a class.
Because it depends on, you know, what kind
of
class.
I don't think
you're in that realm, right? Good.
Back in the heydays, I mean, we would squeeze in as many as we could in the classes. And the places that I taught, we could probably take anywhere between 30 to 45.
Mm-hmm.
Step was really big back then.
I remember, yeah.
I teach at a place called Fit Athletics in Solana Beach.
Mm-hmm.
There's several. I know that there's some, and they started out of Texas, and we have some downtown. But I teach there, and I've been teaching there for, like, gosh, I don't know, 16 years.
Wow.
And my classes, I would say on an average, were 30 to 35.
Mm-hmm.
But I was also teaching prime time. Now I'm teaching not the prime time, because though my clientele are usually about the 40 plus, and
right.
So I get a lot of And so I'm teaching at 8 a.m.
yeah.
or at 9 a.m. And so I'm getting usually, and I'll get a few women that are still working. They'll come in, get their workout, and then
they leave,
and then move on.
Yeah.
But even my students that are coming to my class, so I just started this class 2 months ago. We're building it up, and at that time, I think my average about 10 to 12 people. Now, in that class, I could easily get 30 people in there, but
yeah.
that time zone has never been that big a class. So
right.
the more, they're more the earlier classes or
sure.
the 5 o'clock classes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think, I always thought that, I mean, look, I understand financially why you'd want to, squeeze as many people in a classroom, but you can't govern it the right way. I mean, the thing is,
uh-huh.
There's only one of you, and there's the rest, and they could be using poor body mechanics, and things are going to go wrong.
Right.
And it's not, you can't fault the teacher if they don't catch
right.
it. You just can't.
Tammy Lee, do you walk around and see if they're doing it in the right form?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
In fact, I like smaller classes, so I have a more intimate relationship with them there, because elsewhere, if you've got that many people, you're limited with how to get around and watching everybody. I'm a stickler about form and technique,
yep.
but I'll never call anybody out. And at the beginning of all my classes, I always ask, are there any injuries in here that I need to know about? Any neck, any ankles, any knees, low back, wrists? Especially the things that I'm going to be using. And if they raise their hand, they know to raise their hand by now, is then I get certain, either if I'm using certain equipment, I'll ask them to grab something else and to listen to me, because I'm going to modify when we get to something. So they're in tune with me. They know that I'm going to help them get through the class, even though they may have an injury or they can't do everything, that I'm going to modify it for them. And plus, I'm still modifying because
right.
of my ankle, and
I
ripped my hamstring playing tennis, and that has never been the same.
Wow.
So if it starts contracting and I'm working that hamstring, I will get a Charlie horse like no tomorrow, and it's like, oh, you just sit there and go, please, please, relax,
yeah,
relax.
Just go away.
Now, was the hamstring
yeah.
after the ankle, Tammy Lee?
No, it was before I was playing tennis. It's so weird. I've never injured myself in my classes. Never.
Yeah.
Never have had an injury. On the tennis court, I ripped my hamstring, my knee, broke my wrist, and then, of course, then I broke my ankle.
I'm going to cancel and
delete this, but, yeah, I'm a little bit accident-prone, so cancel and delete it, but I'm getting better.
Let me tell you something. I've done the New York Open, and I've heard hamstrings tear, and it's a pop that you never want to hear, and you just hear the
that's
pop,
right.
And then you just see the person falling, and 3 months easy, they're going to be out.
Yeah.
Season is over, but just being ambulatory. Oh, it ain't
going to
happen. Just not going
to
happen.
It's scary. Like, I was running to get a ball, and all of a sudden I saw my lower leg higher than my head.
Oof.
And I was like, how did that happen?
Yeah. You didn't feel it?
And then, of course, I heard a pop,
oof.
And then I saw my leg come up to my face. Well, but my top leg was down, so that meant my knee and my hamstring ripped completely. Completely.
Oh.
It was so swollen, I couldn't sit for such a long time. It was black and blue, and it took a long time. Well, my doctor said, look, if I go in and do surgery on this, you're out another 6 months, and it has already started to repair itself, because I immediately got on, it's called the what's it called? The Phoenix Thera.
Okay.
And it's that heat therapy.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that,
yeah.
That starts generating the
yeah.
cells.
Yeah.
So quickly.
Yeah.
In fact, they have such a great machine now that a lot of athletes like the NBA and
yeah.
the NFL are purchasing it for their teams
yeah.
to get their players right on it to start, you know, rebuilding that tissue. And the younger you are, the quicker that it rebuilds.
Of course.
The older you are, it takes a little bit of time.
Of course.
Yeah, but
yeah.
that's no joke. You hear that pop, and then all of a sudden you don't have a limb,
yeah.
and then all of a sudden the
yep.
searing pain, and you're out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that
yeah,
would have never happened in a gym floor.
No,
it wouldn't
have
happened.
Yeah, right. We leave where we're so comfortable and we get hurt.
Well, you know, tennis is
yeah.
kind of wacky with the lateral movements in the back and
yeah.
forth.
Yeah.
You know, apply
it's hard on your body.
Yeah,
yes.
it's fun.
It's like running.
It's fun, but, you know, it's tough. It's
yeah.
really tough. But you know that's what's nice is Tammy Lee comes to the table with, look, I've gone through this. I have the same
yeah,
problem.
She's given
that
us
you
her
do.
Experience.
And she creates the human factor.
Right.
Which a lot of people need to see. I mean, a lot of
that's what I was saying about
yeah.
education.
Mm-hmm.
The society needs to be educated about all around fitness. As I was fit, I'm not fit as I was then,
mm-hmm.
but I'm still into fitness
mm-hmm.
and I still desire it and I still believe in it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
It just needs to be educated.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to be educated.
I'm going to ask Tammy what inspires her.
What inspires me in general?
Yep.
You know, for me, every day I usually start off with my intentions. What are my intentions for the day? And the gratitude. So when I take Bruno, I have a little Boston Terrier named Bruno Mars, and take him out on his trail walk in the morning, that's my gratitude walk.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank Mother Earth. I love Mother Earth. I love nature. I love being outside. I mean, hiking is, for me, I'd rather go on a hike in nature any day than to go into a classroom and work out or a gym.
I hear you.
Yeah. But it's really the my pets, the people around me, the people who write me and just say such lovely things. Because, you know, when you're staring at the camera, you're not getting any instant gratification.
No, there's nothing there.
There's not. You've got a lens, and you're just hoping that somebody's connecting with you and getting results. And so that's why it is really important. I always try and write, you know, good reviews whenever I have a great response with a company or
sure.
I just want them to know, thank you, you're doing a great job. I had a great experience. And isn't that what life is all about, is experiences? It's our experiences with people, you know, with your audience. And when you go to the gym, it's like you said, I'm fine once I get to the gym, but it's all about experiences, and everybody wants to feel good. So, you know, it's hard enough for me to look in the mirror and look at this body the way it is, but I also have to love it the way it is and be thankful that we were able to, you know, do this surgery. I had to have it, and I will get through it, and my body isn't my end all. It's I'm fit, I'm happy, and I'm healthy.
Yeah, thank God.
You know, I always remember when Christopher Reeve, and I worked with him a couple of times after his surgery, when he had that horrible accident, you know, and he was just, I mean, he was the man who everybody thought of as Superman, and you know, just a nice person, may he rest in peace, and very physically fit. And, you know, dark periods in his life, you know, when he's in a wheelchair, you're in a suck-and-blow wheelchair, and you have kids, and you can't play with them, and you have a wife
that can't even talk.
You can't even feel like you're married to.
Yeah.
And you start thinking about, what if I wasn't here? And I remember him saying, I am more than my physical being. And that's exactly right. There was more to him than, you know, being able to throw his son a football, being able to, like, hold his wife's hand. I mean, look, all these things are certainly paramount to
over
a marriage
it,
and being a father and all of that. But to realize the essence of who you are is who you are. It's your soul. It isn't what is, you know, encapsulating you. And I think that's really it's about, you know, forgiving the things that you don't have and being flexible in getting to where you want to go, because it's like, you know, it's a journey for all of us.
Of course
it's like,
it is.
Things don't go right, and that's okay, but sometimes things
But I'm
go
sure
right.
There was a lot of anger until he got into that place.
Look,
which
honestly,
is normal.
Honestly. When,
very normal.
When something like that happens to you, you have to have some therapy. Yes. Because it just, you know, I would love to say that I would be like Gandhi and say,
no.
You know, Elise, I'm better like this.
No.
I don't know that I would,
no.
But I would like to say that. But the thing is, if I couldn't, I think I would try to reach out to whatever source could help
me. Touch another soul that, you know, went through this.
Whatever. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and I think that's really it. You forgive yourself for, if you don't look at yourself a certain way and say, I feel like, you know, I could forgive this body for not looking like I want it to be. Although Tammy Lee's body is still better than a lot of bodies that are out there now. Just saying.
Just so you know.
Just in case your mirror.
Next time you look in your mirror.
In case the mirror is like the Coney Island mirror. But yeah. But this is.
Well,
this
you know,
is,
nobody says like what is it that people remember? Like when you're gone from this earth, people are not going to remember.
Body.
Oh, how fat she was, or body.
No,
they're going to remember
not.
How you made them feel.
Right. That's
exactly
right.
It's going to be your experience with them.
That's
how
exactly
did you feel when you were in their presence?
That's exactly right. That's exactly. And I always say, you know, no one's going to stand up at my eulogy maybe many years from now and say, well, she had a really nice car or she had a nice couch. No one's going to say that about me. And that's it. It's going to be their experiences with me, and if I made them feel good, if I made them feel bad,
that's really it. The person.
Yeah.
Right.
The whole person that you are.
So, Tammy Lee, before you go, please give us all the information. That will be on our Facebook page tomorrow, but just give us all the shout-out.
Yeah. So I really would love for people to, first of all, go to Design Your Fit Plans with the S. .com, and that's where you just put in your email, and I'll be sending out information, and then we're going to give the first 100, and I am going to launch it this month. I just don't have the launch date yet.
Okay.
But only because I don't want to say something, then I have to move it again. So I'm really making sure that I'm ready for the launch date. But it is going to be this month, and the first 100 that sign up get the special VIP pricing.
That's cool.
And you can also go to my Facebook page, which is my fitness page. It'll say Tammy Lee Webb Fitness or Bundle Steel, and you can watch the video there. Some of the information, but it's really simple, and I would love for you to give me your feedback. What is it that you want to see on there? I'm looking to probably add some affirmations and fitness tips and nutrition and articles and you name it, but I really want to engage with you. I want you to be my workout buddies and share it with everybody.
I think that's
and thank you guys so much for sharing, having me on your show and letting me share with your audience.
I always say you're a fan favorite and you're a favorite of ours. I mean, it's just like sitting around, having a nice glass of wine and talking. I love it.
Yeah, because we all have so much in common, you know, because
we're
into fitness
great.
And stuff. So we understand where you're coming from and why
but
you're doing
just,
it.
It's great. You know,
and I think it's great that you keep doing it and you don't give up on
say,
it.
I was just going to say, if you have to look at longevity.
Yeah, she's the one.
She
is the one.
Keeps it fresh, keeps it interesting. And you know, for anybody who's listening, it's not easy.
It's not easy.
It gets harder and harder as we get older, but we keep moving. There's something to be said about if you don't use it, you will lose it.
Lose
so you've
it.
Got to move it.
It's all about resilience.
Yeah.
All about resilience. Tammy Lee Webb, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure, girls. Have
so
a great rest of the week, and thank
we'll
you so much
you
for having me on.
Again, and the information will be on the Facebook page tomorrow. Thank you, darling.
All right. Thank
bye,
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I tell you, she's wonderful. She's really wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, she's really got the right attitude. Because, you know, we know a lot of fitness celebrities, and they would never tell you that they don't like the way they look. They would never tell you that. They, you know, and I'm not mentioning names because we love everybody, but I've been at parties, and I could tell you there are so many that are not nearly as grounded, not nearly as humble, and not nearly as in touch with what people really need to hear. It's more about their you know, physical property, their intellectual property, and whatever they have patented. Now, she's had a tremendous success.
Oh, yeah.
I would never say this in front of her over the years because she's, you know, she's very modest. But she's got a lot to be, you know, just like, well, you know, about your training with me. Like I said, I would have marketed, if I was her agent, I would have marketed that whole thing very differently. But she's very humble, and she just wants everybody to enjoy the ride, enjoy who they are, and, you know, get well and get fit. You know, she could have angled it a lot of different ways, and so many other people I know of would have. And she just wants to be very inclusive and not exclude anybody.
What she wants to do is help women.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, you just hear it in her voice. She really
wants to help.
I
didn't want to say this. Imagine, like, I'm surprised she never was offered a reality show. Because there's so many different ways of marketing this.
I know.
You know, and
know.
She still has so much to say.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna speak
She's
out again.
She's not giving up.
Jillian Michaels. But, you know, the thing is, I think that she even would say that, you know, this woman probably inspired her.
Yeah.
You know, she's not, Jillian Michaels is like 35 or something, so of course.
You know, it's funny, with Jillian Michaels, she's still doing these tough, tough things, you know?
Well, you
and
know,
I think she's trying to, like, you know, gravitate towards the younger audience,
you know,
though.
But it's also, this is...
But she
this
doesn't
is,
look young anymore.
But this is who she created. This is her model.
Right.
And this is what the audience wants. And you know, her agent is probably there with a bagel and a cream cheese. Listen, darling, you know, I love you.
Right.
But this is what they want.
Right.
And you got to pay bills after a while.
Right.
So after a while, you say to yourself, am I being true to myself? Or, but you know what, I got that. I just bought that house in whatever,
Malibu.
The Fijis, you know. So I have to pay for it. And then you start selling yourself out. And I don't think anybody intends to, but you get caught up in that whole thing. And I don't think Tammy Lee ever did.
No.
And I think that's what's really nice about it. I don't think she got... the trappings of Beverly Hills. Yeah,
she's
that's what I'm
genuine.
Saying. You just, you know, live small and live large.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the best way to do it. And, again, I don't want to hear from my attorneys. I'm not saying anything about Jillian Michaels. I'm not saying anything about anybody else.
Listen, everybody has their own
Everybody's got
thing.
Their own way of doing it, and that's how they do it. And we did it again. We did it again. We did it again.
What?
Another show. Another week under the belt.
Scared me.
Elite Ziegelman, you, me, baby doll, we did it.
We did
and
it again.
We thank Tammy Lee Webb. Always a pleasure to have her on. And check our Facebook page tomorrow and Instagram, and you will find all the details that you need to embrace this. And
yeah.
You know what? I think you.
I think it's an excellent opportunity.
You and I should get in there, and we'll be like the bad girls in the back of the class, making noise and annoying Tammy Lee, making armpit noises and stuff like that. But we thank her again. She's just a wonderful, wonderful lady, as everybody could hear. And her information will be tomorrow. But for now, we say thank you. We wish
thank you for
you
being
a
here.
Wonderful Wednesday afternoon and evening. Back at you next week, 1 o'clock. Show up, because we're going to be here. So we'll be here whether you're here or not. Thank you again. Lovely co-host, Elite Ziegelman, riding shotgun as nobody else could do. And we say goodbye to her. Say goodbye to me. Nina's going to take us out. Take us home, Nina.
You got it.
Make it a good week. Take us home, Nina. Where's Nina? What was that? Where is she? No, Nina?
Something's wrong.
Okay, something's wrong. So we're saying goodbye?
Say goodbye.
No, Nina. No guitar. Till next week, people. See you then.